Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix. A lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put a headset on. Get yourself in a place and enjoy your time on Planet X. But until then, put the babies back. Do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now, and I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent for diving into the remix. Now, enjoy. Enjoy the show. You just got to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
Peace and greetings, soul family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle, and I want to welcome you all in here tonight. So peace and greetings. I do want to do a sound check just to make sure you all can hear me nice and loud and clear. And I also just want to welcome everyone on in to the share. I know it is late, but I don't know about you all, but this time change messed me up. It absolutely messed me up. I was working, getting all the packages together and getting the liquid magic together. And I kept looking at the time in the kitchen and it was saying it was 6 o'clock. And I just was like, wow, like this is so amazing. It feels like it's so late, but it's only 6 o'clock. I still have plenty of time to do all the things that I need to do. I just have been taking in this beautiful energy of this new moon energy. My goodness, this super new moon energy, working on the Starlight Essentials Kit for you all. And I have really, really just enjoyed all of the emails you all have been sending me this whole entire weekend. And then I happened to look at my phone. Saying at this time, it's like 9. Why is the phone saying that when it's telling me here clearly it's 8 o'clock? And that's when it hit me. It was daylight savings time. I missed the whole moment there. Well, anyway, that is just what is going on in my wonky world. How are you all feeling? How are you all doing? Thank you all for coming on over and joining me here. I figured we'd come on at least to do a chat. Let's talk about it. I do want to let you know the phone lines are open. So I want to invite you to join me on the phone lines, 515-605-9794, so you can come on over and get on the phone lines. And so if you have a question or something you want to share or something you want to talk about, definitely feel free to come on over and get on the phone lines. As well as I want to let you know the Blue Room is open. And you are more than welcome to come on over and join all of the beautiful soul star beings in the Blue Room. Come on over. Let me give you those cosmic directions so you can find your way on over to the Blue Room. You're going to come on over to YouTube. And once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raz, R-A-S. And then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, and that is going to get you locked in. So I want to say thank you, and I'm so glad. Whoa, look how many of you are on the phone lines. I absolutely love it. But you're on over, and so get on the phone lines, and you can come on over to the phone lines as well. And once you're in the Blue Room, do me a favor, go ahead and click that like button, because the like button is going to let our soul family know that we are live and so that they can find us here on the phone lines. King Divine Fire says, on the phone line waiting. I know that's right. Well, welcome on in. See you all in. Loving the beautiful spaces in the place. Everyone here, I trust that we all had an amazing weekend. I did. A pretty busy weekend. The weather has been all over the place here in Texas, but it's been a beautiful weekend, no doubt. I want to ring the bell for Self-Invested. And give a big shout out to our Self-Invested family as well. Spoke to many of you this weekend as well. And super excited for us to dive into class on Tuesday for Self-Invested University as we just continue to do our work there. But welcome everyone on in. And want to give a big shout out to all of our new listeners and those who are new to connecting with Planet Remix. I want to welcome you all in, especially our TikTok family coming over. So thank you to them as well. And then all of those new listeners from all over the world. Shouts out to all of our international family that's in the building. So good to have you in the building. As well as those of you who are a part of Planet Remix Soul Family as well, sending you so much love and shouts out. I want to give a big, big, big shout out to all the Divine Priestess in the building. Shouts out to them. And as well as all of the 2023 Universal Citizen Award members of Planet Remix. And then to all of our beautiful babies and also our ancestors as well. So lots of shots out. Good to see everyone in the building. Greetings to you, G.O. Gold Leaf in the building. Doreen in the building. Kicking it in the kitchen with Queenie in the building. Brittany Bies, so good to see you. Marie, good to see you as well. King Divine Fire in the house. Oh, Sheila in the building. So good to see you. Brittany Vibes. I think I said Brittany Vibes in the building. Karen in the building. Priestess Nadra in the house. Welcome in. And everyone else who's joining us. Wow. Pretty busy weekend. So how's everybody feeling? Greetings, Erica Dawson. In the building. Good to see you as well. I'm a G in the building. I'm a G. You a G? Greetings, G, in the building. In the building. Greetings to the seen and the unseen in the building as well. Margaret in the building. Lucky Lucy Duffy in the building. Dante in the building. Shouts out to our moderator in the building as well. Lola Falana. And also Brother Lance. Giving them a big shout out. Jasmine in the building. Good to see you, Jasmine. The Balanced Beauty is here. Welcome on in. Healing Pools of Love is in the building. Welcome in. Black Gold says, Miss Blue, much love to you. Thank you, Black Gold. Joel is in the building. Welcome on in, Joel, bringing in some cosmic vibes. I see you all. Yeah. Wow. A lot is going on this weekend and have been. Everything from fires. I know you all have been hearing about the fires in Texas, as well as what's going on in Haiti. A lot of things happening in Haiti around the world. What's also going on in other places and pockets in the world. A lot of heightened energy. That's going on. We can definitely see and feel the change is in the air in so many different ways. We have officially sprung forward. So we are officially coming into springtime, or, you know, what we would know in the northern hemisphere as springtime. We're coming in. And so for those who are impacted by the phenomenon of the change. I don't know about you guys, but that just threw me off tonight. Totally did. Like, give me a minute. I'm still kind of trying to figure out what time is really. So I definitely apologize for coming on here late, but I wanted to let you do not know that magic has arrived, and it has arrived in the way of the starlight and skit. And oh my gosh, so many of you have secured your starlight essence kit, and I am so grateful for each and every single one of you who has secured your starlight magic kit, and want to say thank you. I have had so much joy putting this together, and I cannot wait. It is right now. They are curing in this beautiful moonlight And yeah, it's going to be a great thing. But I want to talk about that for a little bit so I can give you all some, I don't know if backstory is the word, but I can give you a little backstory on the whole kit. Now, many of you who heard my live the other day that I did on Instagram, then you know the story. But for those of you who do not, let me share it with you now. So the Starlight Essence kit, the Starlight Essence kit is a kit that is comprised of Liquid Magic, which Liquid Magic is my proprietary formulation of working with flower essence. And many of you know I have studied with the flower essence and have been working with them now for well over 3 years, almost going into 4 years, and really have had great success. Well, I have curated that for the energy for the next elixir for transformation and empowering you as we continue to march forward. And so doing this in the month of March is definitely going to set the rhythm, set the flow, set the frequency for the next coming months and even the next coming years. So I'm excited. But I didn't just want to give you Liquid Magic. I wanted to be able to work with, in a perfect world, each and every single one of you. Of course, you all know I'm still working on one-on-one sessions as well as still getting ready to open my books and slowly opening them up and taking more clients on at this particular time. But I wanted to have something and do it in a way that it was empowering for everyone who decided to partake in experiencing Liquid Magic, to be able to have it. I call it therapy in a bottle. Therapy in a bottle. Because it really is soothing for the soul. But you're going to get one bottle of Liquid Magic. That's going to come with it, and that's going to be a 4 to 6 week supply. You're also going to get a digital download, which will be a MP3 self-hypnosis that I'm going to be emailing to you when you get your informational pack. You'll be able to get that. So that's going to come along, and it'll tell you the directions to listen to it, because this is going to help you to further open up the energy in your subconscious mind, as well as helping you to connect more deeply with your higher self as well. So that's going to be coming on. So you'll get that. Plus, you're going to get a one-on-one email. That one-on-one email is going to be your follow-up. So if you have any questions that you need to ask me, I will answer those questions for you via email. It's going to be me and you one-on-one in email. And then we're going to do a live cosmic Zoom call. That's going to be everyone who has invested in the Starlight Essence kit. We're going to get on a Zoom call, and we're going to dive even deeper, and we're going to talk about transformation and working with the Starlight Essence, the Liquid Magic, as well as the self-hypnosis, do a Q&A session, as well as me giving you some channeled information and more goodies when we get together. So that's going to be exciting. Now, that's going to happen around March the 20th. You'll get notification of the date, and I'll be sharing that with you. So it's a lot that's going to come with your Liquid Magic. The Liquid Magic itself is going to be mailed out. I will start to mail them out next week, and I am so excited about getting these Liquid Magics out. It may even go more than that, but I definitely wanted to give more people. I know a lot of you said that you were still working on securing the kit for yourself. So I wanted to make sure that everyone who wanted to have an opportunity to get in on this to get in on this. And I can tell you, so many of you have secured a couple of bottles, which I thought was super cool as well, because I didn't put a limit this time. I allowed you all to do what you felt you needed to do. And I know sometimes you guys are gifting things to loved ones and friends and family. So I allowed that to be a part of the process too, because if you have that and, you know, it can be a benefit for all that is there. So I see so many of you are so excited, and I promise you it is felt deep within my heart. And I am super excited and cannot wait for you all to get your liquid magic and you can start experiencing the liquid magic. Now, truth be told, it is so true, because I've seen a lot of discussions and the priestess, because they have been experienced, most of them, with the liquid magic. And I want to talk about a little bit who this is for. Because liquid magic itself is for holistic healing, mentally, physically, and spiritually, right? It is. It's for anyone. It could be young, old, women, men, children, pets. Anyone can take this, because liquid magic works on a energetic level. It does not interfere. So if you have a regimen that you are following, if you have any kind of medications that you are taking, or you're under some other treatments that you are doing, it is not affected in any way. It is affected for you energetically. It is affected you emotionally. And really what it does is it opens up communication between your soul and the true essence of who you are, as well as making that connection to you so that you can have profound, even myself personally working with liquid magic all these years, many clients that I have worked with for many, many years have seen extreme and profound transformation. Now, I did get a question, and someone asked me, is there someone who may not be right for liquid magic? Or better yet, the question was, will it work for everyone? And the simple answer to that is yes. Liquid magic will work for everyone, but there is one thing you have to know about that. Liquid magic, and I may have only had two people out of hundreds at this point that I have worked with and did case studies on the liquid magic, that liquid magic did not work for. Because what happens is when you come to a realization of something, when you're able to uncover the root cause, whether it's a physical illness, some sort of spiritual illness or mental sort of disturbance or some disease that is happening within your life or within your body, and you are given the solution for that, then change happens, responsibility happens, and some souls are just not ready for those changes, for that transformation. Maybe that will require you to let go of that job that has been making you physically sick or mentally sick, because now you have the real realization, or let go of that relationship, or to change a behavior inside of you, or recognize that this is the behavior or this is the thought pattern that is causing so much pain and turmoil in your life. If you're locked or sort of kind of being gripped in some sort of poverty within your mindset and not being able to see your true and divine self, and now you can see it, well, that's pretty hard to come back from. And some souls are not ready to face that. But that's a very small percentage of individuals that are not. Now, I will tell you this, working with liquid magic is like a lotus flower. And I am going to do something special. I'm not going to talk about it here. For those that want to continue to do the liquid magic and what that would look like for a month-to-month basis to work on, because it is a process. And most people, when they start to work with it, they start to develop and uncover so many things about themselves that once they have sort of find the solution or cured something and something has transformed, we want to start go working in other areas of our lives. That's only natural. And so you can do that. And so these formulations does impact people different. They impact each individual because it is reading your soul's blueprint and it is connecting you deep with the communication of your soul to your heart and your higher self. It works on a frequency level. So immediately within the moments of someone just sort of tasting the liquid magic, by the way, it doesn't have a taste. However, what I have found with dealing with highly evolved beings and highly sensitive beings on the planet, many of you have referred to me and people have told me that there is a taste. Some people says it's super sweet to them. Other people say it has a flavor to them, like they can taste the essence. But that just shows how sensitive they are to energy. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the stories. Let me tell you, your dreams are going to be off the chain. If you thought you were astral traveling, you were moving around, you was grooving in the astral realm, dreams are off the Richter scale, it's so beautiful. It works with your energy. It works with your frequency. Someone asked the question, will this help with aligning your chakras? Absolutely. Your chakras are spinning wheels of light. Your chakras are frequency in these particles. You're going to be able to really feel, know, and get to taste. I'm looking at that. Like, I have never experienced anything like it. And I absolutely love it. And I take it almost every single day. It is not addicting, even though you are just going to be able to fall more in love with yourself. You're going to be able to really have a clear understanding with you. And the beauty is you will be working with you. You're doing the work energetically. You'll be able to see it, feel it, and know it within your soul and within your spirit. Thank you all who are placing your orders. Priestess Eric said, yes, it is sweet like nectar to me. Yes, she's one of the ones who is very sensitive to energy, and many of other of you to tap in to the liquid magic. Now, in order to order it, I want to make sure you guys have the right website because it's the Know Your Magic website. I'm going to put it in the chat. It's on, and if you go to my Instagram page, the link is there, but it's a Know Your Magic. I'm going to put it here. It's the website. Did I do it right? .com. Maybe it needs a link, but I am super, super excited. And as always, I know how I am. I just can't wait for the whole entire package because I put some serious in everything that goes along with it. Serious frequencies. I want to say welcome to everyone for joining in. The description as well, Jacob. Yes, yes. Listen, that's serious. Frequencies in this. I absolutely love it. I was like a little kid. I have been able to read totally. I'm so excited to work this must have hit something.
Oh.
Okay. But once you get the email, I need to start checking them out. Now, for now, and I know this is saddening to some of you, but for now, I am only shipping in the U.S. I am working because so many of you have asked me, why you won't let me? So many of you have asked me to, can I make it available to other countries. I am working on that particular process and to be able to make sure that it safely arrives. Too much. Let me get off the site. I'm doing too much. Okay, I'm back. I'm doing too much. But there you go. So I want to make sure you all have the link. Let me pin the link here so you can find the message there. You'll be able to see it. Hopefully that is helpful to make sure you have the correct information because it will ship the address that you have placed the order in. And let's see. I think some of you are texting the wrong people. Somebody just texted me and asked me, do you want me to get this for you? It's liquid magic, love. You text the wrong person. You text me. I am actually on a little liquid magic right now while I'm making liquid magic. And I have quite a few goodies. I'm going to be just some things to put in there. So I sent that information out. But again, I thank you all. I am going to try to do this on a regular basis. So if this is something that you're not able to do at this time, know that you will have another time. I'm not going to say a date. I don't want to put myself on that schedule. But I definitely want to just let you know that I do plan on doing it again, but it would be beautiful if you could join us on this experience with liquid magic, because I'm sure you're going to absolutely love it. That is my wish. That is a wish for all of us, in that you are able to really, really get to experience this. I've done a lot of studies on it, some deep studies on it, and those studies will continue. Because working with each client, working with myself, I have tried all the remedies myself, but I will tell you this, combined with the flower essence, and this is just working with the particular line that I train with, but working with this flower essence and one other flower essence, there is, out of 38 remedies, you can make over millions of combinations. And so, it just depends on what the soul, the person is needing at that particular time, but they are able to make millions of combinations that are available for individuals. And so everyone's experience is going to be very unique, as it should be. You know, some people, the first time taking magic, they, like I said, I have seen grown men fall to their knees and cry like a baby because it released so much in them. Other people experience tremendous joy, bringing them out of states of depression and anxiety that they haven't felt in their lives. So everyone will have a very unique experience with it. But don't worry. You're going to get a lot of instructions and details on how to take it, when to take it, how often to take it, and what to do. Once you open your bottle, I know some of you are ordering 2 and 3, but once you open your bottle, what I want you to do is after you take your first dose, put the bottle in the refrigerator. The bottle goes in the refrigerator. But all of those details will be sent to you, so you'll have those details to be able to take it. It should be shipped abroad. I know. I am working on that. So here's the issue, so you can know, Jonathan. I want to ship it abroad, but shipping time, depending on the continent, depending on how far it goes, the liquid magic that I make it pure flower essence. I do not add any kind of preservative or alternative preservative in the liquid magic. Now, there are some countries where you cannot, I think that may be China, maybe Japan, and a couple of other countries, they do not allow you to ship the liquid magic with preservatives. I can't. But it may take so long to get there. I want it to be fresh. I can still do it, but there is a way and a process that it has to be done so I can make sure that it gets to the person in the time that it needs to them. And so I'm just working out the logistics of it. And once I get those logistics done, then I will be able to ship it abroad. I have also thought of, once the readings start, I will be able to make treatment plans for individuals so that they can be able to, if I can't get it to them, give them an opportunity to experience it. So I am going to figure out a way to be able to do it and provide it. I've even had someone reach out to me who had the liquid magic, but they were in America at the time visiting, and I did an in-person session, and they have a friend that has a boutique and in the UK. And so I could send it business to business to them, and then people could go there and pick up their orders. So they're not so spread out. So there are some things that I'm working on and some things that are in the works that I am going to do. Don't worry, when you all receive your liquid magic, they're going to be sealed. It's going to look like you went into your finest food chain, grocery store, or your finest department store. It will have seals on it. You're going to know that it was made for you. It was sealed, not tampered with. It is your liquid magic, and it was designed for you. So you'll be able to do that. So I am, you're loving the idea of the treatment plan. Yes. Because everyone will get an opportunity to know the treatment plan. When you get the liquid magic and we're on the call, I'm going to go into the overall treatment plan. And this overall treatment plan, which I also did in spirit, that means that everyone who is receiving this Starlight Essence Kit, the essence and the formulation that is in it is exactly for you. It's exactly for you. And so I put that call out. So if you feel called to get this liquid magic, get it. Get it, get it, get it. While it's still available, it's on the Know Your Magic site, which is totally different than the Miss Blue site where the digital downloads are. So it's on a different website. I have pinned it at the top of the chat. So now that we've done that and we've talked about the liquid magic, listen, I got my bottle right here. It's just something about it when I'm working with it, because the frequency, the energy is so high. So high. Priestess Melanie knows her beautiful daughter. She's have been on liquid magic and taking it for quite some while. She said, it's amazing. Get yours now. It is absolutely amazing. I know I'm talking a lot about it. I said, if you all are interested in it, I can do some shows and maybe break down some more knowledge about it and really show you my process from my teachers of it and how I learned about it and just what I am still continuously learning and growing about it, because it is so much to learn. It is so much to learn. But what I love is it works on a frequency level with your energy. It works. It works. It works with your frequency and your energy. How beautiful is that? How beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you can get ready to go to the phone lines, to get a few of you on the phone lines, I want to say welcome to everyone on in. Joining us here on Planet Remix, let's listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. I'm not on camera tonight, you guys, and only because I wanted to cop on really, really quick. Like I said, I'm in the Kundalini Lab, still making and getting the liquid magic together. I just get excited. It's an opportunity. Usually in the winter months, and even though we're coming out of the winter months, this is when I get the burst of creativity. And in the last couple of years, I want to say last 2 years, I haven't been able to do as many things as I want. I've been doing paintings. I've been making little things here and there. But I didn't get a chance to make paper again this year, which I absolutely love making paper. I have a Japanese paper making kit, and I love to make paper to write on. In a perfect world, I was going to make all the paper and write everything down for you guys and mail it out. Listen, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to make enough paper this year, but I am going to get a chance to have fun with liquid magic and the packaging. You and me know I want it to be a full transformational cosmic elevation for you. Everything is going to be within the frequency of it. Everything. And you know, and it's going to be some extra magic in your packages. Remember, you're going to know yours has been shipped out because you will receive an email with me that's going to give you all the detailed information. Step-by-step instructions, what's going to be in the kit for you. Plus, you're going to have your liquid magic. I want you to start taking it as soon as you get it. Soon as you get it. Sometimes people say, oh, I was going to wait. No. Start taking it right away. It is not medication. It falls under homeopathic. It is not medication. And you take it in water. But I'll go deeper into those instructions when the time comes. And if you all have questions, you can feel free to email me at questionforblue@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. It's okay, Priestess Gwen. So, yeah. So here we go. Let's get those likes up. And just want to say welcome to everyone on in the house. Be blue, and into Planet Mix.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true. Say, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. Life will. How are we feeling this new moon energy? Because we have entered into a triple new beginning. I want you to pay attention to all of the thoughts and things that are coming up for you. Even if some of those things are triggers, pay attention to them. Write those things down. Write them down because they're giving you a clue and an indication of where you need to expand, where you need to change, what is the source of what might be holding you back, or what is the source of sort of moving you forward, opportunity for you to really just reground and center yourself with you. Take a look at things as they surround yourself. Your health and your wealth, because a lot can be gained from this particular time when it comes to our abundance and prosperity, our spiritual growth, our physical healing in our bodies, our emotional and mental healing within ourselves, and total transformation, as well as great ideas and new inventions, all of these things. And so this is the time that we are planting seeds, but we're also taking action. So that's the difference. So when you get that intuitive hit, you have to trust yourself. You guys know I've been saying that for eons. You have to be able to trust yourself and move on it. All right. So let's go to the phone lines. All right. I'm going to kind of jump around on the phone lines. 515-605-9794 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines to let me know that you have a question for me. We're going to go to the caller. Let's go to this caller calling in from area code 2107. 2107, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Kiara, and I'm calling from Texas.
Okay. Greetings to you, Kiara, calling from Texas. How you doing? Is this your first time calling in?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, welcome on in, Kiara, calling from Texas.
Oh, man. Every time I always get picked when I really need to talk to you. It has been a crazy couple of days with the energy and all of that and the air and all that. But you just said something about, you know, trust yourself when you're intuitive, trust it and move on it. So I have signed up for this energy healing class I'm going to be taking, and then also the liquid magic. I just bought that. I was unsure. I didn't know if I should do it, but I've been just, you know, taking it. And I'm excited. I have, like, these jitters all over me. I think I'm doing the right thing.
Of course you are.
But I'm nervous.
Yeah, well, it's okay to be nervous. It's okay.
Okay.
And I don't think it's nervous. I think you're just excited and you don't know what to expect. That's it.
Right. Yeah. I'm so excited. I want to cry. I'm sorry. Hold on.
It's okay. You can cry. You can be that excited that you want to cry. But I think a part of the excitement for you is that you're finally doing what your soul really wants. And when we have been really in a place where we've been unsure about who we are and what we're capable of doing, that when something just sort of fills us with joy, we kind of get a little scared. It's like, wow, like this is really going to happen. But here's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do this for me. I want you to get excited. I don't want you to go too far in the future because you all the way into next year. And it's nothing wrong with that, but promise me you are only going into next year with big dreams, baby, that this
okay.
is just going to open up a whole new world for you. You're going to travel the world. You're going to be doing energy healing. You're just going to be changing lives. You're going to be uplifting people, and you're going to be working on your beautiful self. So we are only going in the future with the highest and most beautiful possibilities. That's it.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm
excited. Congratulations for you. I'm excited for you too.
I just have one more thing I wanted to ask you. My daughter, mm-hmm. she be having these dreams. Okay, we have talked about it before, but she told mm-hmm. me she met the protector of the universe, Miss the mother. I want to say the great mother. Mm-hmm. She has dark skin with stars mm-hmm. all over her.
The goddess Nut.
Okay, she has been in contact with her, and she says she's been doing healing over in the universe. That's what she call it. She says she's been watering the trees. She has been meeting with her dad. Her dad is there. She says she teleports and everything. And her cat is always with her. But
Wait a minute. What's the cat name?
Belle.
I remember you. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Belle. And she said she
goodness.
Also met Shu. She went to the class. We were a little late. Yes, she went to the class, and ever since she has been, oh my God, she has just been going back and forth. Every night she's having dreams, and she's just like, Mom, you have to come with me. You have to come with me. And I'm like, I wish I could.
This is so amazing. By the way, I have promised Maya, you know, the young little sister that sparked all of this, I am going to meet with the children again. So please let your daughter know. We're going to do a Zoom call. I'm going to do a Zoom call with the children because so many of them still come to me in the astral realm. I'm still teaching classes for them.
Yes. I said, oh my God, she comes back and she tells me the wildest things. And I'm just like, oh, that is amazing. I encourage her all the time.
Please,
it's a beautiful thing.
Write it down. Record it with her. Show her how to document it. Even if it's in a picture, if she wants to draw a picture, even if she, you know, wants to record herself talking about it, document it. Because these children, let me tell you, they are so amazing. And they still show up, and I said, I am going to be doing another class. It's going to be on Zoom, and really just take the babies in because so many of the kids were so excited. And I know parents, you guys are busy, so y'all wasn't doing what y'all was supposed to. The children were frustrated.
We were a little late.
My mom was supposed to go write the comment, and she didn't do it, and Miss Blue, I said, listen, no worries, babies. I got you. So I am going to be doing a live call, and this is me giving back free to the children and to work with them. So we're going to do a live call. So let her know that you did speak with me, and Miss Blue said she's excited.
And Nut,
the Egyptian goddess Nut, who has all the stars her body.
Oh my goodness.
And if you Google her, N-U-T, Egyptian god, and you will see the story. Matter of fact, one of the things that I will do is I will do story time with the children and start doing story time with them. So I got a lot of things planned, but that gets me super excited. And for you to be the first caller, I'm so excited for you taking this big step, learning about energy, and now you're going to get this.
Yes, and before I answer the call, you know, I want to say spirit, this is going to help you. This is going to help with what you're trying to do. It's just, and I just started to feel all these emotions and just, I'm just excited.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so nervous.
It's okay. But just instead of giving it to the nervous, just say you're so excited and happy.
I'm excited. And
happy.
And I'm happy about it.
Oh, you're going to be amazing. You're going to be wonderful. So, yes.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. I love you. Love to you and the babies.
Love you too. Well, thank you.
I'm going to send you some sparkles.
Thank you.
Oh, how beautiful. Okay. How beautiful. Hold the line. Oh, wow. That is so powerful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 7132. 7132, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 7132, going once, going twice, gone. We'll come back. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 2672. 2672, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You almost got. Who's on the line?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, it's T. How are you?
I'm good, T. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Okay, you're calling from Philadelphia. Okay, is this your first time calling in?
No, it's not my first time calling in.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, did you get a chance to speak to me last time you called in?
No, I didn't. I actually fell asleep
listening in
because I had a long day of work, but I still wanted to tune in.
Okay. Well, beautiful. First time calling in from Philadelphia. Good to have you. I want you to know that I hear that beep in the background. We'll talk about that in a minute, but let me know. How can I assist?
I would like to know any messages or guidance that I really need at this moment in time in my life, just from my guide.
Okay, so a couple of things is coming up for you at this particular time. One of the things that's actually coming up for you is this next couple of weeks is going to be pretty unique and different for you because you're in a transitional time. Let me ask you a question. Did you just move or are you about to move?
I'm planning on moving once my lease is up in June. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're planning to move, yeah. Well, that move is going to go pretty well for you. Spirit is saying is that you have to start preparing yourself for the move now. And you need to start looking for a place now. I feel like there's somebody very close to you in your life that actually can help you with finding a place to move. Matter of fact, let me just backtrack that. I feel like that either you or yourself, what do you have to do with property, apartments, home? What is your connection with real estate and things of that nature?
I currently don't have a connection. I have a desire to get into real estate.
Mm-hmm. Do you know someone who works in that particular field?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like this is the person that's going to help you find the place that you're going to be moving to. That this is going to be a connection. And I also think that you would do well with that. But there's a lot of things that is going on with you right now. Did you recently go through a breakup?
A really, really, really bad one. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I see it. I see it, honey. I see it, sweetie. I see it. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. And you said you can't move until June?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to start getting ready to move as if you were going to move in the next week or so. Like start
okay.
packing up your stuff, start getting stuff, because that's going to open up more energy for you. It's going to open up more energy for you so that you can begin to start having things in alignment for you. Here's the other thing that I want to tell you. You're also in the midst of spiritual awakening. Do you know what that means?
Can you elaborate a little?
Yeah. Do you know what it means?
Yeah, I have my own meaning, but I would like
okay.
to hear your meaning.
Of course. And I'm going to tell you, but share with me what your meaning is.
Spiritual awakening is tapping into that God, divine energy within self, and finally becoming one with it, no longer running from it, ignoring it, or questioning it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. That is a beautiful definition of it. It is. One of the things I want to also give you with that is that what it does is it, your consciousness is waking up. So in turn, shit that you used to tolerate, you don't tolerate no more. You understand? When people used
yes.
to could just lie to you and tell you anything and you would believe it, now you know it's not true.
Right.
You understand? The things that you used to do that you thought it was okay, now you know it's not okay to do those things anymore.
That's true.
Makes sense? Makes sense?
It does.
Yeah, because you're waking up to a higher understanding of who you are and what you're capable of and what you really can do in this world. And so this is a lot of what you're feeling. And so I want you to understand that the things that are leaving your life at this time, bless them, wish them well, and allow them to be.
Okay.
Because everything that is happening for you is for your greatest and highest good. One of the first things I need you to do immediately is to get that smoke detector battery changed. And let me tell you
okay.
why. I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but that smoke detector battery is connected to your home, your house. And everything has consciousness within it. Everything has a spirit within it. And so this is your house's way of letting you know that there is some things going on that you are ignoring that is right in front of your face. And this is your warning to pay attention to what's happening with you and your life.
Okay.
That is not only to protect you here in this physical realm, but it also protects you in the spiritual realm. And that beep is a sound that was used during World War II to drive prisoners insane. Because what it does is it starts to mess with your circadian rhythm. It starts to mess with the frequencies in your brain. And it causes you to feel confused, depressed, get anxiety, to be nervous, to be on edge, and to be restless.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So immediately,
yeah.
tomorrow, get that battery changed. Do whatever you have to do to get somebody, if you can't do it, to fix that. And especially if you have elders, anyone who is sick, anyone who suffers from any kind of heart condition, or children in the home, this is deadly to them. Deadly. Because it messes with your heart rhythm. It messes with your blood flow and your body. And it messes with your mind. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wow. Okay. I will definitely get up on that tomorrow morning.
Yep. There you go. You got it. So I want you to know this is a tough time right now, but do your best, T, to stay in a high frequency. Think about a positive future for yourself. Try to hold that. I know it's not easy. And I want you to look forward, okay? And to recognize that everything happened, regardless of you understanding, because there's a lot of hidden pieces behind the scenes that you still don't know all of the details. It doesn't matter, okay? What matters now is that you're moving forward and you are working to build a new life for yourself, because that's what you're truly doing. You're building a totally different life. I need you to make me a promise. Those bad habits that you have, I'm not going to go into them. You know what they are. They stop tonight. When you wake up in the morning, you are a brand new woman that is capable of doing anything that you put your mind to.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
You're
thank
so welcome.
You.
I love you, and I'm excited for you and all that is to come. And start looking for your new place now. Do not wait. Start looking now. Get ahead of it. Start packing now, sorting through those clothes. Start getting everything ready, because I feel like you're going to get an opportunity to move sooner than you could think, than you imagine. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. I needed this guidance and encouragement. Yes. Thank you so much. I love you too, Ms. Blue.
I love you too. Peace and love. Bye-bye.
Peace and love. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Beautiful call. Beautiful. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code. And yes, those smoke detectors are deadly. They are deadly. Disruptive and deadly. You have to fix them, because the reason they come on when there is no fire is because the spirit of the house that you're in, the apartment, the room where you're staying, is letting you know that there are some things that are happening in your life that you need to pay attention to. It is communicating with you. It's getting your attention. Once you fix the battery, instantly you will have the clarity to know what is going on right in front of your face that you've been missing. What you've been missing, what is blindsiding you? What have you been distracted from? So when they come on, you definitely have to make sure you take care of them. And if you have anyone who has a pacemaker, anyone dealing with things like dialysis, or anyone who has any kind of emotional instability happening in their life, children, very sensitive, elders, very sensitive, that messes with them so bad. It is deadly for them. Deadly, 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 deadly. So we need to take care of those smoke detectors. They keep us safe and alert in the mental and the spiritual realms as well. Mm-hmm. I have those texts now for over 20 years. over 20 years. The warning issues going on, it will be so deep in your subconscious that the people who live in the house no longer hear it, no longer hear the smoke detector going off anymore. They don't hear it. That's how you know it is deep inside the subconscious mind. Yeah. All right. Next caller. Next caller. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go to the next caller. Where was that? That was, let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 6308. You're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Zanaya. I'm calling in from San Diego.
Hey, Zanaya. Let me ring the bell, Zanaya.
Oh,
for self-invested, I keep forgetting, so forgive me. Everybody who's been on this, self-invested people, if I miss the bell, let me know. Yeah. Hi, Zanaya. How you doing?
I'm so grateful. Thank you, Miss Blue. Well, first, I'm so grateful for you, and thank you for just being you, and I'm so grateful and honored to have you as a teacher. And I'm so grateful. So I just wanted to thank you for doing you and being you and evolving. And you're so beautiful inside out. And I love it and thank you. Yeah, that's just amazing. I love to see that. I would like to ask a question. Any messages for my ancestors about how was going on with my mother and my sisters in the household? Like, yeah.
It's a struggle. It's a struggle with them. But they're on a chosen path for themselves. And they're on a chosen path. And what I mean by a chosen path, I mean they have chosen to live their life the way they want to live it. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, they're doing fine. Did you hear me when I said that? Did you hear me? I want you to really hear me. They're doing fine. So what I want you to do is to learn how to love their decision to live their life the way they have chosen. And I think that's the hardest part. Still with me?
Yes. Yes.
You know? I know this is what I want you to know. And I want you to hear me. Okay? When we are born, we choose to come here. This is what I personally feel and my guides have shared with me. Now, people who are in our lives and that are close to our lives, they have been with us through many different lifetimes, whether those lifetimes have been here on Earth or whether they've been other places. And we sort of choose based on a lot of different factors. the family that we are being born into based on certain things that we will experience and we will get to understand in our lives. In our hearts and our minds, and I know you mean well, but the only person who thinks something is wrong with this is you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's you. You understand? But I want you to understand that this is based on you judging.
Yeah.
It's based on your judgment of thinking, my life is this way, and I want to force you to live the life that I'm living, even if you don't want to. But if someone was to do that to you, you would be miserable. If they forced you to live like them, you would be miserable.
Yeah.
And you would feel like it is unfair because you don't like what I'm doing. You don't like how I'm living. Force me to live how you're living. Because in essence, what you're saying is that I don't deserve my own free will to live how I'm choosing to live.
Mm.
And I know that's difficult when it's people you love and you care about, and you're saying, look at me, I have the answer. This is your golden ticket out of this life. And they are looking at you like, we want that ticket, but we don't want none of that shit that go with it. Give me the ticket. I'm going to act good for 2 days. And then I'm going to go back to my life. Can you decide to love them for who they are without judgment, any
yes.
judgment, just to love them for who they are? And to know that they have consciously, unconsciously chosen to be where they are. There is an alternative. Let me know if you want to hear it or if that was enough.
No, I can hear it. Yes, please.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
You stop everything that you're doing in your life, and you go and you attempt to save them.
You know.
You leave your marriage. You leave your dreams and your wishes, and you spend the rest of your life helping people you love who don't want you to help them. And that becomes your quest.
No, I don't like that movie. Be good. It's awesome. I'm not doing it.
I don't mean to make light of it, but I need you to see it for what it is without judgment. You're the only one judging them for how they're living.
No, yeah, I didn't think about it like that, because when there's babies involved, I just think of protection. So I wasn't taking
and again,
it like.
And again, what I'm saying to you, I understand what you're saying, and you have a choice. And with those either choice comes responsibility, because there's no such thing as you are involved for 5 minutes and then you go back to your life. It doesn't work like that.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
So if you're going to commit, figure out what that looks like. Figure out how that is something that you and your husband, your partner talk about, and you see how that can be sustainable and how that can still allow them to be who they are without you coming in and totally attempting to control, change, or force them to do something that they don't want to do, that they will spend their whole life fighting you against.
Yeah, that's not worth it, and that's not fair.
Right. Send them love. Of course you love them. There will be times that, you know, we have a rule in our family. And when I say family, let me be clear, because I don't need to do this for my brother or my sister or my mother, thank goodness. But anyone else in the family, if you need something for me and I can do it for you, I will do it. You need me to make arrangements, help you with some information, I will do that. If it comes to monetary thing, you got a limit, $100 a year. That's it. No matter what happens, that's it. If you call me in January and you get it, you can't call me until the next year to get it. You follow me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And I'm not saying you have to use that for your family, but that's what I use. And you don't have to pay me back, but that's it. I don't care what it is. It could be a $500,000 problem. It could be a beautiful $10,000 wedding. Here you go. And then you can't call me back no more. That's it. You done for the year. And make sure you pass it on to the rest of the cousins and friends, and make sure you let them all know. That's it. So you call me in January. You can call me every weekend. I would love to hear from you. But know that that's it. That's what you get. Healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
Healthy boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No love loss. Healthy boundaries. So like I said, I want you to work on learning how to love them for who they are without judgment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, there you go. I'm going to send you some love and a big cosmic hug.
Thank you so much.
And this is what I want you to do. Empower them, your thoughts. Because every being on this planet, we all have endless potential and possibilities. It doesn't mean that we don't have to help each other. Value no difference. Because I can't keep helping you and you keep going back to something else. That means that I'm not the person to help you. Because if my help isn't good enough, it doesn't work. And so you have to ask yourself, what are you really asking them to do? And is that what you really want? And would you want someone to do that to you? Because they felt that what you were doing and how you were living was not right. There you go. So peace and love.
I would like to give a confirmation. You told me 2 years ago when I was in Japan about my father. And I think about the story you tell, how they need to come and save their daughters. And it was during the sentencing for a trial. And he had got up and spoke, and I'm still speechless. I'm still speechless. And telling me, like, letting him be a part of that process would, you know, it would, like, you know, nurture our relationship. And besides him and my husband, they were the only ones there. And I know the ancestors were there. I know I wasn't alone.
Of course.
Yeah. That, you know, like, to hear him and hear him speak. It's something about when a father speak, and, you know, like, they were saying, like, not a lot of, they said, like, from their recollection, he's the only father that has ever spoke for their daughter.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And I was just so grateful. Yeah, I thought it was beautiful, you know. Yeah, it made me, made me very grateful. And, you know, it took for me to accept him and love him the way he is, because, you know, I got there. It's just like, I need to extend that, you know, to my mom, too, on that journey, too.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I want you to think of this. Think of it this way. Your mother and your sister chose to be in a role in this life so you didn't have to. They chose to be who they are so you could be who you are in this lifetime. And so that gives you great compassion for them and great love for them. Great love. I know it's tough to see someone you love in those states. But again, you have a choice of what you're willing to do about it. And I want you to really factor that in. And what are you really asking of yourself, and why? Why? You understand? I think sometimes we too much emphasis on blood connection. So have healthy boundaries. You know your mother loves you. You love her. Your sister loves you. You love her. It's just the way that's being expressed. It's not the way you imagine it to be. So now you get an opportunity to be that love for the people in your life, your husband, and others in your life who love you and you love them. Should you have children, you will be able to teach and share a different version of us, not making the other version wrong, but recognizing that there is different ways that people do decide to show up for themselves and who they are. So whenever heaviness comes, ask yourself, can I love my mother without judgment? Because what is making that is your judgment of who she is. It's certainly not your love for her. Would not do that. It's the judgment of wanting her to be something she is not. All right.
Yes.
All right. Big hug. I want you to keep your energy up. Keep your energy raised. Don't keep dropping your energy. Let me give you love. All right. I love you, Zaniya. Keep up the great work. Love you. Hold the line. So sorry. So sorry. It happens. It happens. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 4432. 443, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Going once. Going twice. Oh, God. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 223-2232. We're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
This is Jasmine.
Oh, greetings, Jasmine.
Jasmine?
Oh, my goodness. Long time no hear from. How have you been?
I've been good. Just evolving. Just working on my evolution. You know how I am. Constantly working, mm-hmm. constantly working on myself. So that's what I've been up to. I've just been underground doing that.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Body where you're calling in from?
Yes, Maryland.
So
I can't really
help.
Hear you that well, Miss Blue. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I am. I'm breaking up. Oh, I hear me. And
oh yeah, I was just trying to see if I could hear my myself. It was my phone messing up a little bit. Okay. So
okay.
I have a couple of questions for you, Miss Blue.
How about now?
So one mm-hmm. is dealing with career, the other is relationship. So let's start with career. I just wanted you to kind of tell me what you see as it relates to that.
When you say what I see as far as it relates to your current career or career mm-hmm. in general?
My current career.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, couple of things. Number one, real interesting. I feel like you're working, but you're not working.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to do something else.
Mm-hmm. So I'm still in my current career. I'm just in a different capacity where it's not, you know, I'm not full-fledged, you know, but I'm about to transition back into that full-fledged sort of, mm-hmm. how do I describe, because I'm not going to put out, you know what my path
yes.
is, my career path is, yeah. So,
yes.
yeah, mm-hmm. I'm about to transition back into being, how can I put it? Doing the role that I'm working in, the capacity that I'm supposed to be working in. Let's just put it like that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah. It looks good. It looks really, really good. How have you been taking care of yourself, though?
As far as mentally, spiritually,
mm-hmm.
and my health. Is that what you're
mm-hmm.
referring to?
All of it, yeah.
So as far as, you know, mentally and spiritually, I'm always staying on top of my practices just so I can remain as grounded as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And how has my self-love been going?
Yeah, that's what I want to know about.
It's funny because I was having a conversation today about that, and I've been very critical. I've been very mm-hmm. critical about myself, more critical than I've ever been ever in my
mm-hmm.
life.
Yeah,
so,
that's
yeah,
where
that's
the work
something that
been. The relationship, the job, listen, it matters, but none of that matters. That's what I want you to focus on, getting back into your practice of self-loving yourself. And when I talk about self-love, it is good to do all of these spiritual practices, especially if you can be conscious in them. I think they're great to do. But the foundation of self-love, number one, is how we speak to ourselves. And that's going to let you know how well you're loving yourself because of how you speak to yourself. Because that is the foundation of when no one else is around, what kind of thoughts are you having? How are you speaking to yourself? How are you nurturing yourself? How are you doing your self-reflection of yourself? What kind of thoughts are you entertaining? What kind of thoughts are you maintaining within yourself? And how do you generally feel about you? And that's where I'm going to need you to turn the dial up to 100.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely have to do that. That's something that I'm very conscious of, like super conscious of. And offline, I'll, you know, let you know why that even happened as it relates to me being so critical. But yeah, you're right. I do need to focus on that. And I'm very conscious of it. And it's annoying. It's annoying being critical of myself because I've never been in this space before. So I do know that if I'm critical of myself, then naturally I would be critical of others, because how can you not, when you're not loving yourself properly?
But here's the thing. Who cares about others? I don't want you to be critical of you. We're not doing this so we can't be critical to others. You're doing it because you deserve to have that self-love for yourself, because that is really the only thing that can change your frequency and vibration. That's it.
It
doesn't come from anything outside. And even though that is a true statement, but I promise you, we have become so clever as human spiritual beings. We know how to be critical of ourselves and non-critical of everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We will let you get away with anything, but won't allow ourselves to squeak by with nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very true.
Yep. Thank you, Brittany Bosch. She is saying my slogan, love is the only thing that is real. Yep.
That's right.
That's all.
That's true.
That's it.
And it has to start.
That's right. It has to start with you. Self-love has to start with you. And I know you know that. I'm just giving you a strong reminder so you can know how to turn all of this around.
Right. Absolutely. And I am. Trust me, I'm on it, Miss Blue. I'm on it.
I know.
Want you to know.
I have no doubt.
Loud and clear. I will turn this thing around. I'm on it. I wanted to ask you, do you see any promotions or anything like that?
Actually, interesting. I do see a promotion. However, I don't know what the promotion is.
I know what it is.
But I do see a promotion, because I see along with this promotion comes some sort of special emblem or embroidery badge, as well as a certificate. So does that make sense?
Yes.
I see that.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know what time this is, but it's something. It's something pretty big, pretty exciting.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm in a new relationship, and I've been in this relationship for how many months? 7 months. And it was mm-hmm. after my three-year hiatus where, you know, my 3 years of abstinence and just self-reflection and renewal mm-hmm. and everything like that. And so I'm just wondering what you see for this relationship that I'm in.
Now tell me to say that, run that through me one more time. Run that by me.
I was just wondering what you see for this relationship, because we're in a super good space. Like, my hiatus and that period of self-reflection and renewal was very beneficial to me. And then this gentleman came into my world during that time. And then when it was time, we ended up in a relationship. So I was just wondering what you see. We're 7 months strong.
I love that. That's beautiful. I'll tell you what I see. I see mm-hmm. for both of you, this is sort of a new beginning. And especially from him coming from a pretty rocky past with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's expressed that, but it's been pretty rocky.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty damn rocky. But this is a good thing, because I do see change for both of you. And I mm-hmm. see a very strong connection with lots of possibilities that is going to take you into some new life lessons in relationship, which is good. Of mm-hmm. course, communication is key. Communication is key, which I think this feels like a very communicable relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I see him standing on?
Why would you see him standing on the street?
On your street, like on your block where you live? Does he stay close to you?
No, he doesn't stay close to me. He lives in one state, and we live an hour away from each other. That's all. So we're very close. We're still close in proximity, but no, not in the same.
Not that close.
Vicinity.
Is he thinking
not
of moving?
Exactly.
Is he thinking of moving?
No. No. So there is. So.
Hey, maybe we need to talk offline.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure out what's on your block. Like, does he know somebody on your block?
No. No, it's a whole different story than that one. But I know why you see him on my street.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, long as you know, it's good. I won't go no further, because I was like, oh, okay, nice. What are you doing on her block? Okay, so anyway. But no, I do see.
I wasn't prepared for that. I wasn't prepared for you to say that. Oh, Miss Lou, you just keep seeing so much.
Oh, my goodness. Let me come out of that vision. That's another vision. Let me come
out. Yeah.
Come out of that vision and get back to what you asked me. But no, it feels really good. And I'm going to tell you what I haven't seen in a while in mm-hmm. some people in relationships. This is very healthy for both of you. Like, you ground each other. You ground him and he grounds you. It's a very grounding energy. Which is really, really good. It's a very, very grounding energy between the two of you. And it does, from what I'm picking up, seems like he's very clear on his commitment to you at this time. He's very clear on that. And you're very clear on your commitment and connection to him. And that's a really, really beautiful thing. I say get to know each other. I say get to have fun. Ask him more questions about his mother.
Okay. Yes.
Ask him more questions about his mother, because that's going to give greater insight on the man he is.
Yes.
You know?
She was very spiritual, but she was very spiritual. He's actually sitting right here. Your mom was very spiritual, right? Yeah. But she was a little...
And it was.
I'm sorry. Tell him I'm not going to be nosy looking down the block no more. You know?
I was trying to figure out what I was going on in his life myself.
Did you hear him, Ms. Blue?
Oh, you done made it from the block to the house. I just didn't get the rest of the vision, you know. That was you walking up to the house.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you offline about that one. Yeah, what that vision is about. I'm gonna definitely tell you about that one. Yes. So, but his mother was very spiritual, and he said if his mother had met me, she would have loved me. And
yeah.
One reason why he's so connected to me is because I remind him in a way of her, her spirituality wasn't as accepted, and she was kind
right.
of pegged as being a little weird, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, his mother came through. That's why I said ask him about his mother, because you're going to really
yeah.
get to see the type of man he is. Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
So that's beautiful. Like I told you, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since a good relationship came through the door. You know.
So good. We got one.
Yeah,
we
you
got
one, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that hiatus was worth it. It was worth it, I'm telling you.
Beautiful.
Checking myself,
mm-hmm.
checking my energy, doing the work, raising my vibration, mm-hmm. being clear on who I want, praying on it, writing about it. You know, doing full moon practices and stuff, just about my life in general, but I didn't want to leave out my relationship. So things started transforming in my life, and then he came into my life, and he was everything that I had written down. So,
well, beautiful. So
yeah.
Now this is what I need you to do.
Okay.
You can't stop loving you in the process, because that's a big
right.
part of the formula. And so that goes back to what I'm telling you. Is that's how you make everything right. Don't worry
yeah.
about everything else. You're great at loving people. You're kind. You're a beautiful, loving, compassionate person. You don't have to work on that with others, but you have to work on that with you, with you.
Yeah.
Because that's what makes the magic of everything else go the way it needs to go in the flow.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you got to tweak is just dive back into your self-love work while you're in the process of learning how to make space in your life and allow them to come in and love you. But this truly feels good. I, you know, like I told you in the beginning, this truly feels good. It really does. It feels very, very good. And it feels very real. It feels very authentic. And I truly, truly feel that you ground him and he grounds you. You two
yeah.
help to balance each other out each way. Yeah.
Yeah.
But talk about his mom. She came through, honey.
Did she? Did she have any
yeah.
messages for him or anything like that?
Well,
that
the main thing, and now that we're talking about it, that she told me is to tell her to ask him about his mother. And that's why I told you that. So here's the thing, though. I will tell you, I didn't question whether she was still alive or not, because sometimes spirit
yeah.
will tell me things and it's their higher self. So I will say that she is very excited for him. It looks
mm-hmm.
like he's made some drastic changes in his life, I will say again.
Yeah.
From
yes.
some very, he said, woo, rocky stuff that was going on, you know?
Yes.
And She's most excited about that. This is truly a new beginning for both of you, a new beginning. And not just in the relationships that you all are in, but in your lives that you both are in and how you will continuously show up in the world and show up for each other. And so that is going to require a commitment. And so whether you two have committed to each other, I want you both to consider committing to where you are in your life right now and the changes that you made and to be committed to that to go forward. And that in itself is going to be life-changing and transforming for both of you. And so you both met because you both were on the same frequency at the precise same time. So whereas somebody else would say, how did y'all meet? No, your frequency was there at the same time. He needed to change his life. You needed to change your life. And you did it. You did it. And that's beautiful.
I did. Thank you, Miss Blue. You just, you are the bomb.com.
So good to hear from you. When I seen you in chat, I said, wait a minute, Jasmine? Where's Jasmine?
I know. I know. I'm like, let me. Sometimes I'd pop on when I'd see a notification that you were going live. And there were a couple of times where I just like leave a heart and just pop back off just so you know. That like
that you were there,
you know, that I'm there. Absolutely. Well, but I am going to text you my new phone number and everything, and we'll chat offline.
We'll chat. Well, I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming through. Sparkles to both of you.
Sparkle.
I know, right?
Wonderful night. Okay, peace and love, Miss Blue.
How beautiful. What a nice call. Oh, I love it. Love is in the air, you guys. Those of you looking for love, love is in the air. This whole summer is about to be Kendrick Lamar. We about to be love in the air. You know what I'm saying? We all going to be saying, my vibe. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, let's see, 9144. 9144, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 9144, going once, going twice. 9144. Who's on the line? We'll come back. I heard somebody breathe and then they left. Maybe they were asleep. It is kind of late. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done that. They were asleep. Let's see. We're going to try one more. Let's go to 6469. 6469. You live on Planet Remix.
I miss Blue. That was hilarious. This is Brian. Hi, family.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Brian. Brian, why didn't you stop me? I should not
I heard it, too. I heard it, too. I was like, oop. And they didn't pick up. I was glad. I was like, yeah, okay, come to me. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I hope I didn't
Thank
scare them.
Dear.
I know, Maddie. Really. Oh, how are you, Brian?
Thank you. I'm okay. Okay,
Brian,
thank you. That was good. It raised my vibe. You just said it all. Like, yeah.
All right, we're going to stop. I'm going to stop laughing now. All right, let me get serious. All right, Brian, let us know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Virginia.
Calling from Virginia.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. Everybody's good. Everybody's still laughing.
Oh,
I don't know what made
me
get that number.
You started nice with the magic sound, so that was nice.
I did give the sparkles first. I did. And then I went in with.
Like, hello. Thank you.
I keep forgetting what time it is because, of course, I was on the wrong side. But anyway, Brian, how can I help? It's so good to talk to you.
You're here. I thank you. I need a body scan. Something's going on with me. And if you can help me, if any spirit guides me.
You want a body scan? Let me take a look and see, Brian. Let me see. Okay. All right. Well, your heart chakra looks really good. Heart chakra looks good. You do have a few leaks. Root chakra, little bit of leaks there. Little bit of leak in your throat chakra and in your solar plex. You have some leaks that are going on there. You know, one of the things I want you to do, Brian, is you have got to stop worrying so much about everything. About everything. You still with me, Brian?
Yeah.
What you do? Go run to the other side of the room.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
What will I do?
Yeah. You worry too much. You worry too much. And every time your body gives you a response, you think you're sick. Oh, what's that? What's that? Don't turn into a hypochondriac. You're fine. Don't turn into a hypochondriac. But you do need to get up and move your body more. I know it's still, the weather is an issue, but I want you to do that. But your energy is just, you know, I can look at your energy and I see spikes of your energy just going up and coming down, going up and coming down. And those things is really affecting your nervous system. I also see, like, so much so that sometimes you're getting, I don't know the word for it, but even like sometimes you're having sort of kind of these spells where you just break out in a sweat and start sweating and then your body temperature cools down and do that. Yeah. You need to get a healthier eating regimen, vitamin in your diet. You're going to need a little bit more of that. But the other thing I want to ask you is tell me what's going on with your teeth. Do you have some sort of cavity or something with your gums or your teeth?
Oh, I did have my wisdom teeth taken out last year, like all four at once.
Mm-hmm. But how are you doing now with your gums and your teeth health?
Now it's fine. I probably should be flossing more. I think it's fine. I think it's good.
No problems with your gums or teeth or anything?
Not that I remember, other than just me needing to floss more.
You're not having any kind of when you brush your teeth, your gums don't bleed or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was, yes.
Yeah.
I heard that was a result of not flossing as much.
Well, there is other reasons for that. And it just has to do with the acidity level in your gums and in your mouth. And the reason I'm telling you this is because if you're getting almost flu-like symptoms, I really feel it's coming from your gums.
Okay. Definitely going to take that out.
Yeah, I want you to take that out. But that's all that I can see. Tell me this because I see this back and forth information that is going on, and that back and forth, that's going on in your body with your blood. So I don't know if you're having issues with your blood pressure being high, low.
They said blood circulation.
Well, they said what now?
I was at the ER and it said something about blood circulation.
Yeah.
And varicose thing. I'm going to call varicose cell.
Yeah. Did they give you anything, recommend iron or anything to you?
No. They told me to schedule for my PPP and go to a urologist. So I have those appointments, but I've been looking up herbs for blood circulation.
Two things I want you to do. You're going to be fine. I want you to know this, but I really think that this is caused by some sort of bacteria or some sort of infections coming from your gums. This is what I'm, Miss Blue's just picking up. I still want you to follow through with your doctor. Now, Jacob in chat says that Queen Afua has some rejuvenation clay for teeth and gums. And he said, I got some recently and wanted to try it. It's been nice for other parts of his body. He talks about that. That's that. But also, Brian, you can email me. I'm going to give you some recommendations for that. Still do follow up with your doctor with all of that. And I'm going to give you some, I can give you some recommendations of some things, and you can research them and see if they work for you. But I think that what's happening, what's causing this is some sort of infection that started in your gums, and it moved into your blood system, and it's just making things kind of get out of balance. You can even take you some fresh garlic, right? And saute it in a little bit of olive oil. You can mix it with some honey and take a spoonful of that maybe every 2 or 3 hours and chew it really good, because that's nature's antibiotic, and it doesn't have any harmful effects on the body. And just by chewing on that every couple of hours in your system, it'll help to rid any kind of infection or bacteria. But you do want to follow up with your doctor. But I'm picking up, this is coming from your gums. And, you know, our saliva and our gums, when we swallow, that gets into our heart and our bloodstream, into everything. And it can throw things out of balance, you know. It could just cause things to get a little out of balance. This is why I was seeing your blood sort of kind of whooshing back and forth, going high, going low, coming up, coming down, because it's that's being impacted. But you're going to be fine, you know. You're going to be fine. So Yeah, I'm glad you came on so I could tell you that. But those are the things.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're being proactive and make sure you follow up with that. Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much. I want to know about my guide. Any spirit guides have anything to say, but...
Well, your guides, you know, when I'm giving you guys messages, I am talking to your guides but we can see if they got a solid message for you. Yeah.
Well,
their solid message for you is that they want you to focus on your healing at this time. Like you're in a healing phase. You know, I was having this conversation with another client. And I said, if you were to get sick, and you're not sick, Brian, but you understand what I'm saying, or if something were to happen, you couldn't have picked a better time. This is healing energy that is here.
Okay.
So know that things are coming up now for you to take care of things that is happening.
Oh, yeah.
At this time than any other time. In recent, of course, we've had great times for healing, but this is a great time for something to reveal itself, you know, because it's really our bodies just speaking to us, letting us know what's going on, communicating with us, things so that they don't get out of hand. So that is,
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Love you, Brian. Let me give you some sparkles.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Brian. So
thank you.
Good night. Oh, how powerful was that? Listen, we're going to get out of here. I started the show so late tonight, but I am going to come back on earlier this week. I see so many of you who are on the phone lines. Do me a favor. Please make sure next time get on the email list. You can find that link under the Remix_radio on Instagram. Click the link and be a part of the email group there. And next time that you come on, I will definitely look forward to connecting with you. You want to also stay close to the text line as well. Get on the text line so you'll know when I go live. And if you're listening to the Remix and you haven't subscribed, please do that. Click the subscribe, click the bell, and then make it a priority, the channel here. So it will send a message to YouTube that you want to know whenever Miss Blue goes live, and you can definitely come on to go live. So that is going to do it for me tonight. I have to get back to making some liquid magic, baby, and putting together the Starlight Essence kits, which I am super excited to do for you guys and to get that out. So let's have a wonderful week. I know I didn't get to talk about the new moon as much, but we felt the vibes. I'm going to come on sometime this week and do a show, and we're going to do something a little different. But I definitely wanted to come on. So keep those notifications on, keep those bells on. Make sure you come back and leave a detailed comment. That would do me so well. I just would have something to read all night while I'm up still working for tonight and the rest of the week. I love you all. Have an amazing, wonderful week. Make sure you're listening to your intuition, seeing where things that are really just getting you excited, if it's a business idea, if it's, you know, to make some changes, you are following those changes. You know, anything that comes up, maybe it's a new hairstyle, a new outfit for you. You know, maybe it's to cook something, a special dinner, or put something together. You know, we're going to be getting into doing some spring cleaning. I want to do a special little series on that and anybody who want to do the challenge, that we can start to really get ready to prepare ourselves and do some feng shui. If you think that would be a cool show for us to do or something for us to work on, let me know. I got some more guests that will be coming up soon. We'll talk more about that and some other exciting things as we continue to grow up on planet Earth. I want you all to know I love each and every single one of you. I am so grateful for you. I am so thankful for you. And so everyone have a beautiful, wonderful, I guess it's moon day, you know, because it is Monday. It's going to be moon day. So have a beautiful day. Keep your vibrations, your frequency high. Everybody in self-invested, I will see you on Tuesday. So peace and love to you all. So family, I love you so much. Oracle kisses and blessings. Peace and love. Peace and love, family.